turned and left under the noise, but...
That's charming.
It is.
What's charming?
Ben's laugh on
the video. Yes.
And he's loud enough to punch through whatever issue we were having, so it's helpful. It was.
That's awesome.
It's helpful.
Yeah,
it's
thank you.
Beacon in a terrible, terrible storm.
In our shit storm.
Terrible shit storm. Do you know Jordan Baker? Her mom has a pool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. She's one of my oldest friends.
Oh, cool.
Actually, the second oldest friend I have.
You enjoying the waxed floor? The oiled floor.
Really
it's not polyurethane. It's been oiled, like with furniture.
Oh, nice.
So my second mom lives in Canada.
That is cool.
Ready to watch this?
That is cool.
By the way,
I'm
kind of
embarrassed.
The problem has been solved.
The problem was solved. Guys, the problem solved.
What happened?
We're on air. For like the last...
No, we're not. We're not on air. You're correct. It does look like they didn't...
Oh, okay. They took us off the air?
Is it because I said...
We're just partner audio now? We're just not partner audio? Whatever.
I believe so.
You know,
exactly. That's exactly what I said. Yeah.
It happens.
Oops.
And it's all my fault.
What happened?
But it's also your fault.
Yeah, what?
We're not looking at it.
But we did. We listened to it. We got a confirmation, and then we just went with the show... And then just never rechecked.
I know.
Which means this is Brian's fault.
No, it's not Brian's
fault. This is Brian's fault.
I blame Brian.
Fault.
No, I'm kidding.
It's just too easy to blame because he's not here. It's my fault. I'm the sound engineer. You can heap everything on me.
How about it's everybody's fault and nobody's fault?
You better not feel bad.
Yeah, don't feel bad. Remember,
it could be your fault, but don't...
Why would I?
Okay, good.
Why would I?
Why would I, even if it is my fault?
Right answer, Cody.
You see? No shame.
If anyone out there wants me to feel bad, I got an expression for you that you can come see in person when you see me.
What?
Wait, say that again, slower for my little mind.
I said, if you think I should feel bad... Then I've got an expression for you that you can come see in person when you see me.
I don't understand. Oh, I see it.
I'm like,
I don't care.
I was like, you explicitly.
If you...
I need to change out of my suit and then I'm going to come hang.
Yeah.
Cool. We're doing the after show now. We're going to just pretend we're online.
Yeah. After show is my favorite part because...
Oh, no. Yeah, I know.
That's fair, and that's
very
fine.
Hard to do. It's very, very hard to put a tampon.
We did that.
What?
We did
a
that.
A tampon it.
Oh.
It's like, just
I thought
just
you,
control the impulse.
I thought you were going to say put a tampon in your mouth
Wouldn't
or something.
Wouldn't you like to know why I know that it's hard to do?
Hey, they absorb fluids. including blood.
Oh, yeah.
You could stuff a tampon right into a bad enough wound, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. And you can also put it in your frying pan when you're cooking up ground beef.
Why?
To soak up the fat.
Sounds gross.
Soak up the fat? Okay, I guess. I'd rather just keep it.
Seen that?
Yeah, which is what everybody says. I never tried it.
Not me, though. I'm not like one of those weird people. They're so weird.
I didn't try eating it
that
either.
Like
it didn't taste
so,
like a hamburger at all.
Yeah.
It didn't taste like a hamburger.
Like, imagine that'd be so weird for me to...
No. Wait 3 minutes.
These are very not potent. They're like fives.
Okay, really thank you for sharing, because I was going to eat one, and now I'm probably not going to.
No,
that's...
Sorry.
What do you mean? They have, like, weed in them?
A little bit of weed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'll be an asshole.
What?
I feel like I'm so fucking hot.
No, these are, like, a whole one isn't even, like...
If I eat that entire tray, I wouldn't feel it.
No,
I'm just
exactly.
enjoying
the
brownie.
That's
Thank
what
you.
I mean. Like, I made them very weak.
You can't judge based on him.
Well, yeah, no. He's
like I could have half, and I would be fine driving all the way home, like a half hour away.
I bet you would.
Like,
I could eat that tray and perform break.
Nothing. This tolerance break.
Yeah, that doesn't count, Joe. Like, I've seen you smoke weed before.
I've tried. Okay,
in general, fine after it.
How long has it been? Like, 3 days since I've seen you? Not even? Yeah, like 3 days.
Yes, however, I did try it, and then the power went out, and I needed comfort. I needed
Oh yeah, that was.
When
that
did
was,
your power finally come back on?
Yeah, when did it come back on?
I don't know, like 3-ish something. So it wasn't that bad, but
I'm gonna sit here.
It also was not great. It was just muggy, and I'm such a princess. Like I need to be like in an ice chamber.
Wow.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah.
Good thing we're in the Casco Maker Syndicate's industrial refrigerator.
I know. Right. I made it really, really cold because I know Joe gets hot.
Oh my God! I really appreciate it. Thank
you
very much.
Hey man, I turned it down extra for you.
Thank you. I was like, Joe's coming.
Are you guys hungry? Should we get chopstick?
We can't because you have bad bugs in your guts. I'm joking.
That was too.
That's another thing I don't care about.
How long have you felt okay?
At least 3 or 4 days.
Yesterday, and I felt totally fine.
The day before.
Tired. The day before.
Were you symptomatic? We're good. We're fine.
Yeah, she has to think about it.
If it was bad enough for her to react.
I want
to
hear.
I'm just trying to remember what the fuck day it is. It's Thursday. I think on Monday.
5 seconds left, and she still had to drop an F-bomb.
I have shit in my brain.
Boing, 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 boing.
You squeezed out a fuck and a shit before we went offline.
Hi. Oh wait, we're online? We're officially online.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Were we just
I need answers.
Possibly.
I don't even know what I was talking about, you guys. I didn't know we were on the air.
I feel like we need a sign saying on air.
Are you sick?
I feel like I don't know.
That's what I should get Brian for his birthday.
An on air sign.
That's what we put on all the time because it's fun.
Or make it like blinking, but then have like a separate one, like a small one.
That's a really good idea, and we really are like overdue for it.
Yeah.
And I was just watching the counter tick. Like now, we're not on. There's no chance we're coming out of the tower. So.
Okay.
So can I say a bad word?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Not now. I reserve my right.
Oh, absolutely. No. Introduce it at the right time. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want it to feel forced. It just.
No. Fuck.
It's all my
Ah, the art of swearing.
Does anyone want some poop pretzels?
Poop pretzels?
I will take a pretzel nugget.
No, wait, why are they pretzel nugget?
Because I, like, have been eating
a nugget,
them.
Huh?
I started eating them yesterday.
But what did you call them?
Poop pretzels.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's put it this way.
Things that were not
did you handle them after pooping and then not washing your hands?
Right, yeah. I will take them. Thank
that
you.
Laugh means yes.
Quadruple wash my hands. Just because
I'm good, thank you.
Thanks. I'm okay. Thanks, no thanks.
Huh?
As they say.
So wait, are we eating chopstick? Are you guys, anybody hungry?
Is that a place?
It's a place.
It's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant.
Chinese and Japanese food.
Which, really?
They do sushi.
They do the sushi?
They do.
Have you been looking for a sushi place?
No.
That's not a gas station?
Enough, the tap house has sushi. Which didn't jive with my spirit when I heard that.
Was it good?
It was actually really good.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, I'm also the kind of, like, when I lived in Albuquerque, I got sushi regularly, and one night I left it out overnight, like, on the counter.
Terrible idea.
And then the next day I ate it. I mean, my microbiome has changed forever. But one day, I have to assume.
She got those gas station worms. She didn't get that reference. You know that?
It's how you get brain worms.
Yeah, that's how you get worms.
Oh, man.
The worms that make you better. That special sauce.
That's not bad. A day is fine. I know one idiot that like left a hot dog on his counter for like 3 days. And then he's like, I'm going to cook it. That'll make it okay. Cooking it doesn't eliminate botulism toxin.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Are you kidding? I'm like, he's like, I was really sick after.
I was gonna say, well, a hot dog is like a meat Twinkie, I feel.
A meat Twinkie?
Oh, yeah, but no cream filling.
Yeah, but even like,
it's worse than a Twinkie.
I feel like that sounds really gross.
I would rather eat a Twinkie than a hot dog.
But
a 3 day old hot dog?
Yeah, 3 day old hot dog compared to a 3 day old Twinkie. Yes.
It's not even cheese. It's like
worst.
It's
yes.
dairy product.
Yeah.
It's not even really cheese.
It's like a it's a bratwurst.
It's like squeeze cheese.
You can't knock it. It's just actually not bad.
Yeah.
It sounds delicious.
After 3 days on the counter?
No.
Exactly.
Best case is Listeria.
I would only eat the cheese.
Speaking of, if you have cold cuts from Boar's Head.
Oh, Boar's Head recall.
We have Listeria. Some cold cuts in the fridge. I just don't know if it has Listeria or not.
Well, they print the label or where it's from on the little label they give you.
I'm gonna check.
Yeah. Anything from Boar's Head, I'd say venture to just toss it.
Get a refund, right? Can't you get a refund if there's a recall?
I don't know.
And cold cuts are expensive, especially Boar's Head.
Yeah.
Word.
That's
yeah.
True. I think we should all get refunds. Well, not me, because I don't have, but like, maybe I should anyway.
You're too poor? Too poor to have Boar's Head?
I could have eaten some of your meat, damn it.
I'm striving for that Boar's Head lifestyle.
Charcuterie.
Oscar Mayer, gone. Make way for that BH life.
Mm.
Me and Brian's claim to fame is the hot dog taco.
What?
Yes.
Hot dog taco.
The hot dog taco. So it's a hot dog.
Yes.
A tortilla.
There isn't enough weed in New York State. Oh my God.
So, have you ever heard of I think it's called isitasandwich.com?
Yes.
It's a great walkthrough of what constitutes a sandwich.
It's a sandwich.
A hot dog, a sandwich.
Yes.
New York State technically calls a hot dog a sandwich.
It is.
It's meat between. But basically, whole point of it is basically like where in the item is the starch.
On the outside or inside?
The starch is here and here, and the meat is here, or whatever's here, it's a sandwich. Here, it's a taco.
It's a taco, so.
Here, it's a calzone. Or no, sorry, here it's a calzone. Here, it's sushi, I think. Like, it's.
So, pigs in a blanket or sushi?
That's awful.
Also sushi.
What is?
Burritos.
Maybe you cut it.
Calzone.
Unless you cut them into burrito slices.
Nobody does that.
That's confusing.
But I'm just saying.
Who does that?
If one.
What, burrito into slices?
Oh,
yeah.
Me?
If you cut it in half,
really?
You have two bread bowls.
You do not put it
in. If you cut it in half,
yeah, I don't.
Bread bowls?
Yeah. Because the starch is around it and it's.
I'll make a burrito out of turkey.
What if it's
little
a corn
spinach,
tortilla?
Little cheese. Italian dressing. You wrap it up, and then you slice it, and you
then it's a cornbread bowl.
That's an Italian wrap, though.
Yeah, but it's whatever. I mean, same thing with rice.
Sort of. Italians don't make wraps.
Where's the canvas?
That's Greek.
Mm-hmm. All right, Greek wrap. Sorry. Apologies.
It's a zero.
No,
zero.
Just no.
Cheese is a kind of meat.
Or
cheese is a protein.
Oh, it's from a show. It's a show called The Mighty Boosh.
I know the Mighty Boosh, only from my name's Old Greg.
Yeah.
And I will not repeat the rest of that because it's not appropriate whether we're on FCC rules or not.
Go look it up.
Yeah.
Not a bad show.
Old Greg, do you love me?
Yeah, cheese is a kind of meat. A very tasty treat.
You ever drink Bailey's from an old shoe?
Is it Boar's Head?
Is it
doesn't say
it's
so. FS.
Then it's not. That's Taste of Inspirations.
Where'd you buy it
you're
from?
Fine.
No, you're fine.
Boar's Head, like, yeah.
Probably. You would know.
If you went from Hannaford's, I don't think they sell Boar's Head.
They
Neither
do.
Does Price Chopper.
Don't they? Really? I think they do.
Do they?
Yeah. Like, pretty much every place around here carries Boar's Head, but, you know, it comes at a premium over the other stuff.
Yeah, I would say, because they're, like.
It's all expensive.
Yeah, let me see that. Yeah, they would tell you. No way, this is like store brand stuff. Here you go.
Great.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on.
Does anyone want a ham and cheese melty on a tortilla?
Now that we've determined this won't poison you.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, this doesn't have Listeria on it.
Probably doing Avalon after. So no.
It's the Avalon night.
Hi. Yeah, this is the Avalon.
Great.
Yeah,
the Avalon. Is
that
the karaoke place?
Yeah, they do karaoke. They also do Korean food. Which is quite delicious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do.
I do love Korean food. I love, like, everything.
You
Korean
get
barbecue. It's good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
you have to go to.
They have an actual Korean chained up in the kitchen.
No, they do.
But she's not chained up.
Not chained
but she is smoking a cigarette always.
In the kitchen? Again? I can't live like that.
I can't
Oh no, the trauma. You're re-traumatizing her. Come on.
Oh, no. Did you like quit that day? You were just like,
after it was over.
Quit is, I did something really bad.
You just ghosted?
Well, they also ghosted.
They ghosted? How did they ghost?
Well, so,
they were like, we're going on vacation. Bye.
I was like, I'm busy that day. And I, because, like, actually, so what happened was I didn't, like, I handle trauma very well in the moment. Like, and that's not even trauma. It's, but, like, I'm like, this is fine. Like, this is so much fun. Like, I love this. This is great. Oh, like, they're smoking while they're cooking food. That's fine. Like, you know. This guy got so mad, the chef got so mad, he hit the bell so hard it flew across the room, and he screamed. Like, that's fine. And then, as like, you know, I had the good sense, and they were like, hey, can you come back tomorrow? I was like, I have a thing, I can't. And she's like, all right, like, why don't we talk later and find out? And as soon as I got in my car, I was like, but no, like, that did not happen. That. And sure enough, it did, because my brain remembered that it did. And I never texted her, but I was great. So I actually feel so bad about it, but, like, I meant to, but then I forgot.
Was this a job?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't go back. I wouldn't go back.
They've probably been through, like, 6 more people just like you who had the same exact impression.
Yeah.
Don't feel that bad about it.
Oh, Brian was listening.
Oh, great.
He was trying to listen.
He's trying.
Oh, buddy. Sorry, buddy. We let you down.
It's our fault. It's my fault, really. But
it's ours.
Collectively.
It's mine, because, again, my aura. It's too powerful. I wasn't even here, so I fucked it all up, you know?
Shit happens.
We didn't have the Wi-Fi was off, right?
This was still a lot of fun.
What?
Wi-Fi was off, right?
We've been connected by Ethernet.
Yeah, well, Brian was said that if the Wi-Fi was on at the same time, it could...
It was not on at the same time. I turned it off. I remembered that if you don't have, like, link aggregation, that's not going to work very well for you. Right, Ben? Mr. Network Engineer? That's probably a bad idea to have Wi-Fi and Ethernet.
At the same time, yeah.
I mean, it can work. I've made it work. I've had it work for me, but... It's just like...
You should pick one or the other.
Yeah.
Don't use it at the same time. Just
wow. Okay.
Huh.
What will happen if you use it at the same time?
You can create a network loop.
Really?
Whoa.
Is that if you're like you're doing multicast?
No. I've caught it in a couple devices where like they hardwired it and then they had the
Wi-Fi connected
on and it'll actually create a loop. Huh.
Because internally, those are bridged, right?
The DirecTV Hopper will do that.
Oh.
But it's just like, no, I don't want this. And then, like, kicks it out and then creates this whole big network loop and then takes it down. It was a winner. Oops.
And it figures it's from DirecTV.
Yes.
It's a DirecTV box. Yep. It's not smart enough to know to stop loops.
No. No. Just kept rolling. Oops.
No, I don't think so. No.
What?
Technical spec stuff.
Tell him I didn't put up the fucking mics. And it's all my fault.
Really, you didn't put the mics up?
Yeah, sure.
What?
Is that actually what happened?
Yeah.
Are you hungry?
The dilithium warp
hungry.
Crystals.
That's
I didn't align the dilithium crystals.
Yeah, sure. I totally do.
And I thought they were up because I saw input. I saw the lines on the VU meter, and I was like, oh, yeah, we're on. Duh.
Yeah. Now I'm just going to make fun of Cody.
Oh,
yep,
Brian
just make fun
just
of me. Tell him it's my fault.
Yeah, I'm like, Cody peed on the box. And
yeah, I just pissed everywhere. Piss is everywhere, all over the room. You're going to have to replace the carpets,
do you guys
the furniture.
Like,
there's nothing to do.
Throw it all out.
No, there's nothing to be done.
Right, great.
I realized my mistake.
Is
and
it supposed to be on fire?
It's closing soon, so. Oh, we gotta. Okay, who's eating? You guys are not eating? You are eating?
You talking about Chopstick?
Yeah. Or some else other place?
If I had a warning before I came here, I wouldn't have stuffed my gut first. So.
Ditto, dude. Ditto. Yeah.
Right. So I nothing.
Sure.
I took my Ritalin today, which like kills my appetite until like.
Now ish. Six in the morning.
No, it's a.
Oh.
Like.
Six in the evening.
Ago, yeah. And I had to like pull over because I was like.
That's terrible.
Grabbed a little bit of food. And I was like, this will be fine. And
it was not.
Then I heard Soosh.
You opt for Ritalin. You don't go for the Adderall.
It's too much for me. I even like. I think I only do like 18 milligrams, like just enough, because otherwise I get too like. I either get too many things going on all at once. Then I can handle it, but then once it wears off, I'm like, what is this? Like there's like writing on like the ceiling, you know. But a lower dose. It's good. It just kind of keeps me locked in, but not too locked in where I become like weirdly obsessive and don't move for 16 hours. I've
done that. Whoa.
Yeah, that's a good zone.
Huh.
Don't move.
Just yeah, I move. Like I go.
Oh, you get stiff, yeah. And then it just.
Well, and then I click my propagates. Desk and it stands, and I stand. Then I click it and it.
You got a nice standing desk. Wow.
That's fancy.
Wish I had that.
Actually, so nice.
I had to build mine such that it's somewhat comfortable standing and somewhat comfortable sitting.
Yeah, you need it like right there so you can just sit and you can just walk up. And
yep, exactly. It needs to be about...
The screen has to be tilted.
It's like 40 inches off the ground, off of your zero point.
I use a standard kitchen table, like a dining room table.
I already know what I'm getting.
Those are usually like 36 inches. For me, that's too short.
You're a couple inches taller. That makes sense.
Am I? Though? I think we're the same height, pretty much. What? All right, now we're going to stand up.
You're so tall.
Yeah, see?
I guess I am a couple inches taller, but like, our arms come down at about the same point.
Well, so that's...
Yeah.
You have very height, long arms.
Height.
Your arms are longer.
Yeah.
You're
longer.
So, I feel like we should want our desks at the same point then, but maybe not.
Height is totally different than measuring different parts of your body. Like, for example, like, I have a longer torso than two legs. So it's like sitting, like, Kelly Ripa and Michael.
You're short.
Strahan?
Actually, I'm pretty tall for a girl.
Thank you for playing into
short.
It.
They're small.
Thank
Those,
you.
They're very small people. I know this because I taught their children.
Who, girls?
Gosh,
Mark
and
Suelo. See?
Sorry,
no.
So so Michael Strahan and Kelly Ripa, when they sit down, they're the exact same height.
Oh.
But of course, standing up, she's like 4'8" and he is like 6' something.
Wow.
Oh my god, that's very
different. But
proportions.
And like the camera people, sometimes they'll like show, like because sometimes Kelly's like, no, you have to, you're not believing me, come. And like, and you see, like, they're both sitting at the same height.
Yeah.
But his legs are like extended.
Way out, yeah.
They're like turning corners.
Wow.
But
he's Mr. Fantastic.
She's just kicking air in the chair. But her torso is longer and his is short. Like he's all legs, she's all torso.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, he called me.
Are we gonna have a call in? Are we having a call in right now?
I guess so.
We tried really hard to get that to go for like a long time and
I know.
If you want, I can go pick up.
Okay.
I mean, it was working.
Ginger?
We did Jitsi.
Sorry.
Good open source project right there. Still use it to this day.
Yeah, Brian was real, like, suspicious of the...
Okay.
Yeah, because it's my fault.
Chicken and broccoli with brown rice, please.
That's why it's good to have more eyes than yours on
What
something.
Part was your fault?
Not turning the mics up.
Not his issue. Nothing to do with his issue.
I know.
Well,
no. You don't know what you're talking about.
The phone.
And then now I'm back.
Hi, Brian.
You didn't go to your rehearsal?
No, I didn't want to get...
Brian was worried about the metadata being displayed being incorrect. Like, the stream itself, FFmpeg, was screwing up. Is what we were thinking, yeah.
No.
Well, it shouldn't have said altogether now. It should have said thingularity.
Okay, so
it does say thingularity.
Well, by choice...
Not according to Brian.
And Mac is
what?
Here.
That's his main issue.
Mac
this.
Is here.
Hello.
Mac.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Like
Mackenzie.
Twin. Oh boy. I don't know. I'm not aware of this conversation.
Okay, do you want to are you trying to talk
twins?
To these people?
Neither am I. But that's okay. Does anybody else want anything?
Okay. Can I call you?
Well, I'm good. Thank you though.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm good.
Does anybody want to come with me?
We're all just kind
of no.
I'll take a ride with you.
Okay, love you.
You'll come?
Yeah, I'll come.
Anybody else want to take a ride or no?
I'll take a ride.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody I'm a chill. Good night, everybody who tolerated what a colossal screw-up this was. Bye.